name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, perhaps there are outward and visible signs that I am just back from 3 weeks vacation. I still have a tan, some sand in between my toes, and I am in desperate need of what I have come to call a laying on of hands on my head by John, my hairdresser. That, thank heavens, will happen on Wednesday. So you might wonder, how was my vacation? What did I do? As some of you know, Bill and I have a very simple cottage in Kilmarnock, Virginia, just north of the Rappahannock River. From our porch, we look out onto the Chesapeake Bay. For me, this very quiet spot is my sanctuary for resting and reading and feasting on fresh seafood. My goal is to be and not to do. I can sit on that porch and let the cares of the world go by. Now, for the most part, I was able to do that. I read 8 books and enjoyed an abundance of crab. But there was an additional and unexpected distraction this year that I could not ignore. Although geographically, the whole time I was located in the northern neck of Virginia, I found myself, through the lens of TV, being transported to St. Paul, Minnesota, to Orlando, Florida, to Dallas, Texas, to Nice, France, to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to Munich, Germany, to Cleveland, Ohio, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and a country church in France. In the last 3 weeks, there were an extraordinary cluster of emotionally, pastorally, and culturally charged events that seemed to happen literally on a daily basis. From police shootings, to funerals, to terrorism, to conventions, to an assassination of a priest at the altar celebrating the Eucharist. They consolidated into a challenging constellation, reflecting the human experience in contemporary life. I found it very difficult to absorb. I suppose the contrast of physically being in a sanctuary of beauty and serenity only magnified my personal reaction to the violence, the harsh rhetoric, the senselessness that were a part of many of the events. Now, normally when I am home here, I watch very little television, which is a function of limited time and opportunity. So at the risk of being labeled naive, I have to say, after being immersed by the significant coverage of the breaking news stories that I referenced earlier, I am appalled at the use of accusatory language, the bellowing of opinions, the vicious nature of human behavior, and the seemingly universal extreme polarity that exists within groups. As I watched the lack of interpersonal civility and absence of empathy, along with widespread communal disrespect, I ask myself over and over, when and how did some in our society get to where we are today? I witness this alarming thread weaving its way through the events, whether national or international, whether related to violence or politics, regardless of economic, racial, and gender lines. As I said earlier, I know I am naive, but I did not realize to what extent. As the end of my vacation got near, I found myself eager to return to Redeemer. I found myself appreciating our parish in a whole new way. This community is one in which we reverently not only worship together with liturgy and music around God's table, but we also dialogue with respect and curiosity and kindness and humor, both with one another and those outside the sanctuary. We are encouraged to wrestle with a variety of viewpoints and to feel empowered to express them in hopes that we may learn from one another. Bottom line is, we live into our baptismal covenant to respect the dignity of every human being. The dignity of every human being. I now no longer take that for granted. Christina and I had the opportunity to briefly catch up on Thursday before she leaves tomorrow for her vacation. I was sharing a summary of these observations with her. She then asked a very insightful question. Caroline, what might have been different for you if you had been here in Baltimore and not on vacation the last 3 weeks? I now have had a couple of days to reflect upon her question. Although it was a harsh revelation to certain realities in life that I would prefer be different, I would not have been impacted the way I was. Being in my normal church routine here, I never would have been exposed to the concentration of ways of being in the world that I am now. A layer of the veneer of my naivete has been peeled away, and I am now reinvigorated to model Christian virtues that are positive and consistent with the teachings of Jesus. I find it beautifully ironic how Paul's letter to the Colossians that we just heard feels like it was written in the here and now and for the here and now. Listen again to a small portion. But now you must get rid of all such things, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language. Do not lie to one another. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and forgiveness. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. I thank you, the good and faithful people of Redeemer, that you live into these words faithfully, daily. My last Sunday in Virginia, I was feeling particularly spiritually depleted from all the external world events. So I spontaneously attended a candlelight Celtic evening prayer Eucharist in a beautiful old historic Episcopal church in Kilmarnock. It was balm for my weary soul. particularly the Native American blessing that ended the service. I want to end my sermon sharing it with you, and may it bring you some comfort as well in these uneasy times. Hold on to what is good, even if it is a handful of earth. Hold on to what you believe, even if it is a tree which stands by itself. Hold on to what you must do, even if it is a long way from here. Hold on to life, even if it's easier letting go. Hold on to the hand of God. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to the hand of God. Thank you, Redeemer. It sure feels good to be home with you. Amen.